Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Anti Leela, Chapter 10, Text 40. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts prasadam from his devotees. And the introductory verse says that, let me offer my respectful obeisances and to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always pleased to accept anything given with faith and love by his devotees, and is always ready to bestow mercy upon them. Thus, all the Vaishnavas from Bengal went to Jagannath Puri. By chance, they arrived on the day when Lord Jagannath performed pastimes in the water. Boarding a boat in the water of Narendra Sarov, Lord Govinda performed his water pastimes with all the devotees. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived with his personal associates to see the jubilant pastimes of Lord Jagannath and Narendra Sarov. At the same time, all the devotees from Bengal arrived at the lake and had a great meeting with the Lord. All the devotees immediately fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord lifted and embraced every one of them. The Gaudiya Sampradaya, consisting of all the devotees from Bengal, began congregational chanting. When they met the Lord, they began to cry loudly in ecstatic love. Because of the pastimes in the water, there was a great jubilation on the shore, with music, singing, chanting, and dancing, creating a tumultuous sound. Indeed, the chanting and crying of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas mixed and created a tumultuous sound vibration that filled the entire universe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the water with his devotees and began his pastimes with them in great jubilation. In his Chaitanya Mangal, now known as Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given a detailed description of the activities the Lord performed in the water. There's no use in again describing here the activities of the Lord. It would simply be repetitious and would increase the size of this book. After concluding his pastimes in the water, Lord Govinda returned to his residence. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple, taking all his devotees with him. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The deity referred to herein as Govinda is the Vijay Vigraha in the temple of Jagannath. When there is a need to take Jagannath somewhere, the Vijay Vigraha is taken because the body of Jagannath is very heavy. The Vijay Vigraha in the Jagannath temple is known as Govinda. For the pastimes in Narendra Sarova, the Vijay Vigraha was carried there instead of Lord Jagannath. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence after visiting the temple of Jagannath, he asked for a large quantity of Lord Jagannath's prasadam, which he then distributed amongst his devotees so that they could eat sumptuously. After talking with all the devotees for some time, Ishta Goshti Shabalai Kata Chana Koila Nija Nija Porva Vishaya Sabaya Pataila. After talking with all the devotees for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them to occupy the individual residences in which they had lived the previous year. Raghava Pandit, he delivered the bags of eatables to Govinda, who kept them in a corner of the dining room. Govinda thoroughly emptied the bags from the previous year and kept them in another room to fill them with other goods. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with his personal devotees to see Lord Jagannath. When Lord Jagannath arose early in the morning, after seeing Lord Jagannath, which is Beda Kirtan, Dahana Ramba Karila, because there's the Beda Kirtan pastimes that were described in the 11th chapter of the Madhya Leela. After seeing Lord Jagannath, Veda Kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his all-encompassing Sankirtan, means the surrounding congregational chanting where they chanted around the temple. He formed seven groups, which then began to chant. And Prabhupada's purport says, for an explanation of the Veda Sankirtan, one may refer to Madhyalila, chapter 11, verses 215 through 238. In each of the seven groups was a principal dancer, such as Advaitacharya or Lord Nityananda. The dancers in the other groups were Vakeshwar Pandit, Achyutananda, Pandit Srivas, Satyaraj Khan, and Narahari Das. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked from one group to another inspecting them, the men in each group thought, the Lord is within our group. The congregational chanting made a tumultuous roar that filled the sky. All the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri came to see the kirtan. Accompanied by his personal staff, the king also came there and watched from a distance, and all the queens watched from the elevated parts of the palace. Due to the forceful vibration of kirtan, the entire world began trembling. When everyone chanted the holy name, they made a tumultuous sound. In this way, the Lord had congregational chanting performed for some time, and then he himself desired to dance. The seven groups began chanting and beating their drums in seven directions, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began dancing in the center in great ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered a line in the Orissan language and ordered Swarupdamodar to sing it. Let my head Jagannatha Pari Munda Jao. Let my head fall at the feet of Jagannath in the Kirtan hall known as Jagamohan. Simply because of this line, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in great ecstatic love. People all around him floated in the water of his tears. Raising his two arms, the Lord said, Bol, bol, chant, chant. Floating in transcendental bliss, the people responded by chanting the holy name of Hari. The Lord fell to the ground unconscious, not even breathing. Then suddenly, he stood up, making a loud sound. The hairs on his body constantly stood up like the thorns in a similar tree. Sometimes his body was swollen. Sometimes it was lean and thin. He bled and perspired from every pore of his body. His voice faltered, unable to say the line properly. He uttered only, Jaja Gaga Pari Mumu. All his teeth shook, as if each was separate from the other. Indeed, they seemed about to fall to the ground. His transcendental bliss increased at every moment. Therefore, even by mid-afternoon, the dancing had not ended. The ocean of transcendental bliss overflowed, and everyone present forgot his body, mind, and home. Then, Lord Nityananda found a way to end the kirtan. He gradually stopped all the chanters. Thus, only one group continued chanting with Swarupdamodar, and they chanted very softly. When there was no longer a tumultuous sound, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness. Then Nityananda Prabhu informed him of the fatigue of the chanters and dancers. And understanding the fatigue of the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the congregational chanting. Then he bathed in the sea, accompanied by them all. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took prasadam with all of them and then asked them to return to their dwellings and take rest. So we shall end here. And tomorrow, Krishna willing, we shall continue. Hare Krishna.